So much for this, sir. Now shall you see the other?
You remember all the circumstances?
Remember it, my lord.
Sir, in my heart there was a kind of fighting that would not let me sleep. Methought I lay worse than the mutins in the bilboes. Rashly, and praised be rashness for it. Let us know our indiscretion sometimes serves us well when our deep plots do call. And that should learn us. There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough-hew them how we will.
That is most certain.
Up from my cabin, my sea gown scarfed about me, in the dark, groped I to find out them. At my desire, fingered their packet, and in fine withdrew to mine own room again. Making so bold my fears forgetting manners to unseal their grand commission, where I found Horatio, royal knavery, an exact command, larded with many several sorts of reasons, importing Denmark's health and England's too, withhold such bugs and goblins in my life, that undersupervised, no leisure baited, no, not to stay the grinding of the axe, my head should be struck off.
Is it possible?
Yes, the commission read it at more leisure. But wilt thou hear now how I did proceed?
I beseech you.
Being thus been netted round with villainies, or I could make a prologue to my brains, they had begun the play. I sat me down, devised a new commission, wrote it fair. I once did hold it as our status due, a baseness to write fair, and labored much how to forget that learning. But, sir, now it did me yeoman service. Wilt thou know the effect of what I wrote?
I did, my lord.
An earnest conjuration from the king. As England was his faithful tributary, as love between them like the palm might flourish, as peace should still her weakened garland wear and stand a comma between their amities, and many such like asses of great charge, that on the view and knowing of these contents, without debatement further, more or less, he should those bearers put to sudden death, not shriving time allowed.
How was this sealed?
Why? Even in that was heaven ordinance. I had my father's signet in my purse, which was the model of that Danish seal. Folded the writ up in the form of the other, subscribed it, gave the impression, placed it safely, the changeling never known. Now, the next day was our sea fight. And what to this was sequent thou knowest already.
So Guildenstern and Rosencrantz go to it.
Why, man, they did make love to this employment. They are not near my conscience. Their defeat does by their own insinuation grow. It's dangerous when the baser nature comes between the pass and fell insensate points of mighty opposite.
Why, what a king is this!
Does it not, think thee, stand me now upon? He that hath killed my king and whored my mother, popped in between the election and my hopes, thrown out his angle for my proper life and with such cousinage. Is not perfect conscience to quit him with this arm? And is not to be damned to let this canker of our nature come in further evil?
It must be shortly known to him from England what is the issue of the business there.
It will be short. The interim is mine. And a man's life's no more than to say one.
But I am very sorry, good Horatio, that to Laertes I forgot myself. For by the image of my cause I see the portraiture of his. I'll court his favors.
But sure, the bravery of his grief did put me into a towering passion.
Peace. Who comes here?
Your lordship, it's right welcome back to Denmark.
I humbly thank you, sir. Does know this water fly?
No, my good lord.
My state is the more gracious, for 'tis a vice to know him.
He hath much land and fertile.
And let a beast be lord of beasts, and his crib shall stand at the king's mess. 'Tis a chuff, but as I say, spacious in the possession of dirt.
Sweet lord, if your lordship were at leisure, I should impart a thing to you from his majesty.
I will receive it, sir, with all diligence of spirit. Put your bonnet to his right use. It is for the head.
I thank your lordship, it is very hot.
No, believe me, it is very cold. The wind is northerly.
It is indifferent cold, my lord, indeed.
But yet, methinks, it is very sultry and hot for my complexion.
Exceedingly, my lord, it is very sultry. I cannot tell how. But, my lord, his majesty, let me signify to you that I have laid a great wager on your head. Sir, this is the matter.
I beseech you, remember.
Nay, good my lord, for my ease in good faith. Sir, there is newly come to court Laertes. Believe me, an absolute gentleman, full of most excellent differences, of very soft society and great show. Indeed, speak sparingly of him, he's a guard or gallant of gentry. You shall find in him the continent of what parts a gentleman would see.
Sir, His defilement suffers no perdition in you, though I know to divide him inventorially would dizzy the arithmetic of memory, and yet but you're neither in respect of his quick sale, but in the verity of extolment I take him to be a soul of great article, and his infusion of such dearth and rareness as to make true diction of him, his semblable is his mirror, and who else would trace him, his umbrage nothing more.
Your lordship speaks most entirely of
consonancy, sir. Why do we rap the gentleman in our more raw breath?
Sir,
it's not possible to understand in another tongue. You will do it, sir, really. What imports the nomination of this gentleman?
Of Laertes.
His purse is empty already. All golden words are spent.
Of him, sir.
I know you are not ignorant.
I would you did, sir. Yet in faith, if you did, it would not much approve me.
Well, sir?
You are not ignorant of what excellence Laertes is.
I dare not confess that, lest I should compare with him in excellence. But to know a man well were to know himself.
I mean, sir, for his weapon. But in the imputation laid on him by them in his need, his answer...
What's his weapon?
Rapier and a dagger.
That's two of his weapons, but well?
And the king, sir, has wagered with him 6 barbary horses, against the which he has informed, as I take it, 6 French rapiers and poniards with their assigns, as hurdles, hammers, and hurdles. 3 of the carriages in place are very dear to fancy, very responsive to the pilgrims, most delicate carriages, and are very liberal conceit.
What call you the carriages?
I knew you must be edified by the margin ere you had done.
The carriages, sir, are hangers.
The phrase would be more germane to the matter if we could carry a cannon by our sides. I would it might be hangers till then. But on, 6 Barbary horses against 6 French swords, their assigns, and 3 liberal conceited carriages... That's the French bet against the Danish. Why is this all import, as you call it?
The king, sir, has laid, sir, that in 12 passes between yourself and him, he shall not exceed you 3 hits. He has laid on 12 for 9, and it will come to immediate trial if your lordship would vouchsafe the answer.
How if I answer no?
I mean, my lord, the opposition of your person in trial.
Sir, I will walk here in the hall if it please his majesty. It is the breathing time of day with me. Let the foils be brought, the gentleman willing, and the king hold his purpose. I will win for him, and I can. If not, I will gain nothing but my shame and the odd hits.
Shall I re-deliver you in, sir?
To this effect, sir, after what flourish your nature will.
I commend my duty to your lordship.
Yards, yards. He does well to commend it himself. There are no tongues else for turn.
This lapwing runs away with a shell on his head.
That he complies there with his dug before his safety. Thus has he and many more of the same belly that I know the drossier stokes on only got the tune of the time. And out of an habit of encounter, a kind of yeasty collection which carries them through and through the most profound and winnowed opinions and do but blow them to their trial, the bubbles are out.
My lord, his majesty commended him to you by Jarl Osric. Brings back to him that you attend him in the hall. He sends to know if your pleasure hold to play with Laertes, or that you will take longer time.
I am constant to my purposes. They follow the king's pleasure. If his fitness speaks, mine is ready. Now or whensoever. Provided I be so able as now.
The king and queen and all are coming down.
In happy time.
The queen desires you to use some gentle entertainment to Laertes before you hold to play.
She well instructs me.
You will lose this wager, my lord.
I do not think so. Since he went into France, I have been in continual practice. I shall win at the odds. But thou wouldst not think how ill all's here about my heart.
It is no matter.
Nay, good my lord.
It is but foolery. But it is such a kind of gain-giving as would perhaps trouble a woman.
If your mind is like anything, obey it. I will forestall their repair hither and say you are not fit.
Not a whit. We defy augury.
There is special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be now, it is not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now. If it be not now, it will come. The readiness is all. Since no man of aught he leaves knows what is to leave betimes, let be.
Take this hand from me.
Give me your pardon, sir. I have done you wrong, but pardoned as you are a gentleman. This presence knows, and you must needs have heard, how I am punished for the sore distraction. What I have done that might your nature, honor, and exception roughly awake, I here proclaim was madness. Was Hamlet wrong, Laertes? Never Hamlet. If Hamlet from himself be ta'en away, and when he's not himself does wrong Laertes, then Hamlet does it not. Hamlet denies it. Who does it then? His madness. If be so, Hamlet is of the faction that is wronged. His madness is poor Hamlet's enemy. Sir, in this audience, let my disclaiming from a purposed evil free me so far in your most generous thoughts that I have shot my arrow o'er the house and hurt my brother.
I am satisfied in nature, whose motive in this case should stir me most to my revenge. But in my terms of honor, I stand aloof, and will no reconcilement till by some elder masters of known honor I have a voice and precedent of peace to keep my name ungored. But till that time, I do receive your offered love, like love, and will not wrong it.
I embrace it freely. And will this brother's wager frankly play? Give us the foils, come on.
Come, one for me.
I'll be your foil, Laertes. In mine ignorance, your skill shall, like a star in the darkest night, stick fiery off indeed.
You mock me, sir.
No, by this hand.
Give them the foils, young Osric. Cousin Hamlet, you know the wager.
Very well, my lord. Your grace has laid the odds to the weaker side.
I do not fear it. I have seen you both. But since he is bettered, we have therefore odds.
This is too heavy. Let me see another.
This likes me well. These foils have all a length?
Aye, my good lord.
Set me the stoups of wine upon that table. If Hamlet give the first or second hit, or quit in answer of the third exchange, let all the battlements their ordnance fire, the kings who drink to Hamlet's better breath, and in the cup an union shall he throw, richer than that which four successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. Give me the cups, and let the kettle to the trumpet speak, the trumpet to the cannoneer without, the cannons to the heaven to earth. Now the king drinks to Hamlet. Come, begin, and you, the judges, bear a wary eye.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord. What? No judgment.
A hit. A very terrible hit.
Well, begin.
Stay. Give me drink. Hamlet, this pearl is thine. Here's to thy health. Give him the cup.
I'll play this bout first. Set it by a while.
Come. Another hit. What say you? Touch. Touch her, you confessed.
Our son shall win.
He's fat and scant of breath. Here, Hamlet, take my napkin. Rub thy brow. The queen carouses to thy fortune, Hamlet.
Good madam.
Gertrude, do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon me.
It is the poison cup. It is too late. I dare not drink yet, madam. By and by.
Come, let me wipe my face.
Lord, I'll hit him now.
I do not think.
Yet it is almost against my conscience.
Come, for the third, Laertes. You do but dally. I pray you pass with your best violence. I'm afraid you make a wanton of me.
See you so? Come on.
Nothing now, the way.
Have at you now.
Oh. But then, they are incensed.
They come again.
Look to the queen now. Oh. Oh.
They bleed on both sides. How is it, my lord?
How is Laertes?
Why, as a woodcock to my own spin, Osric. Unjustly killed with mine own treachery.
How does the queen?
She swoons to see them bleed.
No, no, the drink. The drink. Oh, my dear Hamlet. The drink. The drink. I am poisoned.
Oh, villainy. Oh, let the door be locked.
Treachery, think it out.
It is here, Hamlet. Hamlet, thou art slain. No medicine in the world can do thee good. In thee there is not half an hour of life. The treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unbated and envenomed. The foul practice hath turned itself on me. Oh, here I lie, never to rise again. Thy mother's poisoned. I can no more. A king. The king's to blame.
The point envenomed too. and venom to thy work.
Oh, yet defend me, friends. I am but earth.
Here, thou incestuous, murderous, damned thing. Drink off this potion. A union here? Follow my mother.
He is justly served. It is a poison tempered by himself. Exchange forgiveness with me, noble Hamlet. Mine and my father's death come not upon thee, nor thine on me.
Heaven make thee free of it. I follow thee.
I'm dead, Horatio. Wretched queen, adieu. You that look pale and tremble at this chance, that are but mute sore audience to this act, had I but time, as this fell Sergeant Death is strict in his arrest, all I could tell you. But let it be. Horatio, I am dead. Thou livest. Report me and my cause aright to the unsatisfied.
Never believe it. I am more an antique Roman than a Dane. Here's yet some liquor left.
Not a man. Give me the cup. Let go. By heaven, I'll have. Oh, God, Horatio. What a wounded name, a thing standing thus unknown, shall live behind me.
If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, absent thee from felicity a while, in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain to tell my story.
What warlike noise is this?
Young Fortinbras, the conquest come from Poland to the ambassadors of England. Here's this warlike bulk.
Oh, I die, Horatio. A potent poison quite o'ercrows my spirit. I cannot live to hear the news from England. But I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice. So tell him, with occurrence more and less which have solicited, the rest is silence.
Now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince. And flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Why does the drum come hither? Where is this sight? What is it you would see? If aught of woe or wonder, cease your search. This quarry cries on havoc. Oh, proud death, what feast is poured in thine eternal cell, that thou so many princes that are shot, so bloodily hast struck.
The sight is dismal, and our affairs from England come too late. The ears are senses that should give us hearing. To tell him his commandment is fulfilled, that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Where should we have our thanks?
Not from his mouth had he the ability of life to thank you. He never gave commandment for their death. But since so jump upon this bloody question, you from the Polack Wars and you from England are here arrived, give order that these bodies high on a stage be placed to the view, and let me speak to the yet unknowing world how these things came about. So shall you hear of carnal, bloody, and unnatural acts, of accidental judgments, casual slaughters, of deaths put on by cunning and forced cause, and in this upshot, purposes mistook fallen on the inventors' heads. All this can I truly deliver.
Let us haste to hear it, and call the noblest to the audience.
For me, with sorrow I embrace my fortune. I have some rights of memory in this kingdom, which now to claim my vantage doth invite me. Of that I shall have also cause to speak, and from his mouth whose voice will draw on more. But let this same be presently performed, even while men's minds are wild, lest more mischance on plots and errors happen.
Let four captains bear Hamlet like a soldier to the stage. For he was likely, had he been put on, to have proved most royal. And for his passage, the soldier's music and the rite of war speak loudly for him. Take up the bodies. Such a sight as this becomes the field, but here shows much amiss. Go, bid the soldiers shoot.